was it the saves in the first period by Ward, or was it the span of goals that they scored quickly? What did you see as?
Yeah, both. I thought the first period was exactly how we would want it to look. That being said, I've seen that guy not do that. There's two guys on our bench that have. I've seen it. Charlie Huddy said he saw it up close and personal in 2006. I've seen him do that, and the momentum that team feels, because he's so cared about in the locker room, and he's had just a disastrous season. And into the second, we talked going to the second, we don't want to change the offensive tack and the scheme. And for me, you stop trying to put the puck in the net the same way. Now you're going to do some rushing, some seam things, and that's to their strength, not to ours. A big, small detail is we lost 14 faceoffs in the second period. But we just didn't start with the puck, and that was part of their transition game getting better and then getting offensive zone time that they didn't have in the first period. And then, we got tight at 2-1. You could feel it. And then handled it right, going back out into the third period, and he did it again. So Cam Ward is the story of this hockey game. He's the best player on the ice.
Well, the third period looked as if it was a playoff team. It looked like a desperation mode. Why is that not there for the first 40 minutes?
Yeah, I don't agree with you. I thought the first period was about as good as we're going to play. I mean, you watched that game last night. Carolina was better than Chicago was for that game. They have better chances. They're a good hockey team. They've got six or seven world-class players, and they're not playing probably right now with the same kind of tension that we are. And I wouldn't trade our chances for theirs in a million years tonight. I don't have an answer why we couldn't get the puck across the line. I don't. Except to say that, I mean, that puck comes so flat back off Brian Little's chance that you can't say Cam was lucky on that. I've just seen it before. To say, he got lucky. He got a lucky break. You come over flat paddle and knock that thing out of the air the way he did. He's just done it before. There's the other wraparound save, he gets it across. Yeah, he was good. He was spectacular.
You described it as getting tight when they got the lead. Brian Little said it was almost like a gasp on the bench. What does that say? Is that youth?
I think in the how it manifests itself into the game and how your game changes a little bit, I think that's a function part of it. But there's obviously more to the story. There's individuals you look at that would have you needed a hold. So there's going to be a portion in almost every game. So the idea that you can come out and dominate a team for 60 minutes like that, I just don't think you ever see that in the NHL. Rarely do you ever see it. If you do, there's a portion of the game where the other team is going to get theirs, and you need a hold then, and you need to have a tighter D zone and a little simpler game through the neutral zone and be able to say, just shut it down for 5 minutes and be able to do that. And I do think there's some experience involved in doing that.
How long were you in that disputed goal?
Sorry, me?
Would Al Montoya be overly hard on himself by saying he cost the team the game tonight?
Yeah, I don't think you ever do that to your goaltender. I mean, if a guy is clearly the reason that you're in the hole, I'll get him out of the net before that happens. I mean, it's on the coach to get a goaltender who's going to cost you the game. I mean, they get to this level thinking they should stop everything. I mean, he will feel that because he's got a front row seat to the way the guy at the other end is playing, so it's magnified, but I don't think that's fair.
What was your view on the disputed goal?
So my view is on the video. All right, so on the video, for me, it's a good goal. He gets tripped. That traffic is going to happen with a lot of big men very fast. I'm not, at the end of the day, it's a good goal for me. But like I said, I mean, they've tried to protect goalies before. I think we took two penalties in Colorado. So his foot's in the crease. Loktyanov comes in with stick and leg and knocks him on his butt. And we put the puck in the net. So for me, it's a good one. It's not as serious as the phrase, just tightened up. You know, that shift, there was a shift in the second period when he got out there and it happened to him on the ice and he didn't go down and they rattled around for 45 seconds on the outside. He just couldn't close the gap on anybody, which kept everybody else from closing the gap on anybody. And he's not in a position where he can just drop on the ice and expect the referee to blow the whistle. So he just tried to stay in lanes and get through the shift.
Is this the same thing as before, Paul?
It's my understanding, yeah.
And anything you can tell us about Evander Kane? He missed a period of the game here tonight after colliding with the net or something.
Yeah, he went down, went in the room, came back out, said he was fine.
So he's fine as far as you're concerned?
Well, he played a regular shift after that, so he was healthy enough to go.
Given what you have left, how damaging is this
one? This one's going to hurt for a day at least, and we get a chance to fix it in our next game.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Thank you. Feed up the date on tomorrow's schedule.